Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Makos Daf Yud Tes, the third parak, Ilhen Elokim. The Zichu Maseches program has been generously sponsored by Milestone Education as a schus for Hachzakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in a brisa Rabbi Shmuel said, Yochol Yala Adam Maisa Sheni Bezman HaZeb Yushalayim Yechalenu. One might think that a person can bring up his Maisa Sheni to Yushalayim nowadays and eat it, although the base of Mikdash was destroyed. Hekesh between Bechor and Maaseh Sheni teaches Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Habayis. Just as Bechor is only eaten while there is a Beis Hamikdash, so too Maaseh Sheni can only be eaten when there is a Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara clarifies that if Rabbi Shmuel held Kedusha Rishon and Kidshul HaShaita and Kidshul HaAsid Lavo, the original Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash sanctified its site for its time and forever, then one could even sacrifice and eat a Bechor nowadays even without the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, he holds, it did not sanctify it forever. And his question is whether Yerushalayim is still considered Lifnei Hashem, in Hashem's presence, the requirement for eating Maaseh Sheni. Still, Rabbi Shmuel assumed that a Bechor cannot be eaten nowadays, even where the Avodah was done before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, based on a hekesh between the meat of a Bechor and its blood, which requires a Mizbeach. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph taught that one who eats Maaseh Sheni which was not redeemed receives Malkus. Since the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph teaches that one who eats Maaseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim receives Malkus, the first Mishnah is explained to refer to eating inside Yerushalayim where either the person or the Maaser is Tamei. The Gemara provides a source for each prohibition. The Maaser Tamei is described as not redeemed, implying that it could have been redeemed even in Yerushalayim, although Maaser Tahor may not. Rabbi Lezer explains that the Pasuk says about redeeming Maaseh Sheni, ki lo suchol se'eso, because you cannot carry it, ve'ein se'es el achila, and the word se'es means nothing but eating based on a Pasuk. Thus, if it cannot be eaten because it's tameh, it may be redeemed even in Yerushalayim. Riasi darshans from this phrase that Maaseh Sheni Tahor may be redeemed afil bepsia achas chutz l'choma, even a single step outside the wall of Yerushalayim, because the Pasuk allows redeeming it if you cannot carry it, indicating that if carrying it inside is necessary, it may be redeemed. Say so is also interpreted literally, since the Torah did not use the word l'ochlo to eat it. And point number three, Rav Chanina and Rav Hoshaya said, Pshita hu b'chutz masa'o b'fnim. It's obvious that if a person is standing outside Yerushalayim, but his carried load of Maaseh Sheni is inside, k'latohu mechitzos, then the walls of Yerushalayim have retained it since the Maaseh is inside Yerushalayim and it can no longer be redeemed. They asked, hu b'fnim masa'o b'chutz mahu. If he's inside but his load is outside, what is the halacha? They were told the brisa which quotes the pasuk ki yirchak mimcha hamakum, for the place Yerushalayim will be far from you. The phrase from you is darshened mimililocha, from your fullness, meaning both you and your load. Thus, if either his load or his body is inside Yerushalayim, the maaser cannot be redeemed. Rapapa asked, Nakali Bakanya Mai, if he held the Maaseh on a stick and he was inside Yerushalayim but the Maaseh was outside, what is the halacha? Do we consider the load an independent entity and since it's outside Yerushalayim, it can still be redeemed? The question is left unresolved, but on the next daf, Ravina concludes it's considered to have entered Yerushalayim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In a brisa, Rabbi Shmuel said, Yochol, Yala Adam Maaseh Sheni Bezman HaZeb Yerushalayim Yechalenu. One might think that a person can bring up his Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim nowadays and eat it, although the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Hekesh between Bechor and Maaseh Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor Eino El Lifnei Habayis. Just as Bechor is only eaten while there is a Beis Hamikdash, so too Maaseh Sheni can only be eaten when there is a Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara clarifies that if Rabbi Shmuel held Kedusha Rishon and Kidshul HaShaita and Kidshul HaAsid Lavo, the original Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash sanctified its site for its time and forever, then one could even sacrifice and eat a Bechor nowadays even without the Beis Hamikdash. Rather, he holds, Kidshul HaAsid Lavo, it did not sanctify it forever. And his question is whether Yerushalayim is still considered Lifnei Hashem, in Hashem's presence, the requirement for eating Maaseh Sheni. Still, Rabbi Shmuel assumed that a Bechor cannot be eaten nowadays, even where the Avodah was done before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, based on a hekesh between the meat of a Bechor and its blood, which requires a Mizbeach. Point number two, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph taught that one who eats Maaseh Sheni which was not redeemed receives Malkus. Since the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph teaches that one who eats Maaseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim receives Malkus, the first Mishnah is explained to refer to eating inside Yerushalayim where either the person or the Maaseh is Tameh. The Gemara provides a source for each prohibition. The Maaseh Tameh is described as not redeemed, implying that it could have been redeemed even in Yerushalayim, although Maaseh Tahor may not. Rabbi Elazar explains that the pasuk says about redeeming Maaser Sheni, ki lo suchal se'eso, because you cannot carry it. Ve'ein se'es el achila. And the word se'es means nothing but eating based on a pasuk. Thus, if it cannot be eaten because it's tameh, it may be redeemed even in Yerushalayim. Riasi darshans from this phrase that Maaser Sheni Tahor may be redeemed afil bepsia achas chutz l'choma, even a single step outside the wall of Yerushalayim, because the pasuk allows redeeming it if you cannot carry it, indicating that if carrying it inside is necessary, it may be redeemed. Say so is also interpreted literally, since the Torah did not use the word l'ochlo to eat it. And point number three, Rav Chanina and Rav Hoshaya said, Pshita hu b'chutz masa'o b'fnim. It's obvious that if a person is standing outside Yerushalayim, but his carried load of Maaser Sheni is inside, k'lal tohu mechitzos, then the walls of Yerushalayim have retained it since the Maaser is inside Yerushalayim and it can no longer be redeemed. They asked, hu b'fnim masa'o b'chutz mahu. If he's inside but his load is outside, what is the halacha? They were told the Brisa which quotes the pasuk, ki yirchak mimcha hamakum, for the place, Yerushalayim, will be far from you. The phrase, from you, is darshaned, mimililocha, from your fullness, meaning both you and your load. Thus, if either his load or his body is inside Yerushalayim, the Maaser cannot be redeemed. Rav Papa asked, Nakali Bakanya Mai, if he held the Maaser on a stick, and he was inside Yerushalayim, but the Maaser was outside, what is the halacha? Do we consider the load an independent entity, and since it's outside Yerushalayim, it can still be redeemed? The question is left unresolved, but on the next daf, Ravina concludes it's considered to have entered Yerushalayim. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Tes, and our standard Siman is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Maaser could be redeemed in Yerushalayim. While the deckhand showed him a picture of a man standing outside the walls who could no longer redeem his Maaser that was inside the walls. Once again, slow motion. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht. Yacht? That must have been Duff. Yutess. The disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, which reminds us, in a Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel said, one might think that a person can bring up his Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim nowadays and eat it, although the base of Migdash was destroyed. A hakish between Bechor and Maaser Sheni teaches, Ma Bechor eino elifnei habayis, just as Bechor is only eaten while there's a base of Migdash, so too Maaser Sheni can only be eaten when there's a base of Migdash. So the disappointed young sailor is sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Maaser could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, which reminds us the Gemara teaches that Maaser Sheni, which is Tamei, can even be redeemed inside Yerushalayim. So the disappointed young sailor is sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Maaser could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, while the deckhand showed him a picture of a man standing outside the walls who could no longer redeem his Maaser that was inside the walls, which reminds the Gemara discusses what the din is of a person's load of Maaser Sheni is inside Yerushalayim, but he is outside, or the reverse. So once again, the disappointed young sailor sailing back in a yacht from Yerushalayim with his Maaser Sheni that he couldn't eat there. Nowadays, overheard the captain share stories of the old days when Tamei Maaser could be redeemed in Yerushalayim, while the deckhand showed him a picture of a man standing outside the walls who could no longer redeem his Maaser that was inside the walls. All right, so now it's time for a formal Abach Chazara. Daf Tez Vav. So the Zimmer Daf Tez Vav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Tamei man holding the fruit bowl. Fruit bowl. That must be on Daf Tez Vav. Tu B'Shvat. Fruit. Fruit bowl. The Tamei man holding the fruit bowl, who had been whipped for violating the losase of not entering the Mikdash Tamei, which is preceded by an ase, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol losase shekadmu ase lo kenolav. Regarding any negative commandment preceded by an ase, one receives malchus for transgressing it. Although one can avoid malchus for a lav hanita ko ase, where the ase was given to correct the violation of the lav, an ase which precedes the lav does not exempt one from malchus. So the tummy man holding the fruit bowl, who had been whipped for violating the losase of not entering the Mikdash Tamei, which is preceded by an ase, presented it to a zanusa whom he had divorced to get her to remarry him to avoid another malchus, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, onus shigirish, one who violated a basula, and after marrying her, as required, he divorced her. Then if he's a Yisrael who may remarry her, maksir vein aloka, he remarries her and does not receive malchus. Since the ase to marry the anusa precedes the love to divorce her, he should receive malchus. Rava eventually answers, kol yama ba'amud v'hechzer, all his days he is subject to the commandment to arise and remarry her. The Torah's superfluous phrase, not to divorce her all his days, teaches that if he does divorce her, she cannot remain divorced all his days, and he must remarry her. This asse follows the love. So the tummy man holding the fruit bowl, who had been whipped for violating the los asse of not entering the mikdash tame, which is preceded by an asse, presented it to his anusa, whom he had divorced, to get her to remarry him, to void another malchus, not knowing that he would not be loka unless he made it impossible to fulfill the asse of remarrying her. Which reminds us, someone quoted a brace regarding a love hanitiko asse with contradictory implications. It said that if the transgressor fulfilled the asse afterwards, he is exempt from malchus, implying that merely failing to fulfill it would incur malchus. Yet it concludes that if he nullified the asse, he receives malchus, implying he only receives malchus if he makes it impossible to fulfill the asse. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan told him to amend his braisa to teach bitul of lo bitul. If he nullified the asse, he is liable. And if he did not nullify it, he is exempt. Reish Lakish held to amend it the opposite way, kimu v'lo kimu. If he fulfilled it when ordered by Beis Din, he is exempt. And if he did not fulfill it, he is liable. Daf Tezayin. So the Simur Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes, that must be on Daf Tezayin. The man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchus if hasra safek shma hasra. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from its young and kill it, nullifying the asse, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan says that alav nitak la'asse, where one can practically receive malchus because he holds bitul v'lo bitul, meaning one only receives malchus for alav nitak la'asse if he nullifies the possibility to fulfill the asse, is in the case of a shuach hakein by killing the mother bird. So the man who heard the acrobat with large toes make a shavuot to do a double flip today and warned him he'll get malchus if he doesn't get around to it, since hasra safek shma hasra, didn't notice another acrobat grab a mother bird from his young and kill it, nullifying the asse, while his partner intentionally ate a hornet in midair, flying above six whips, which reminds the Gemara brings the number of malchus one receives for eating various creeping creatures. Eating an ant incurs five sets, two for the general prohibitions and three more for the land shares prohibitions. Eating a hornet incurs six sets because of the additional prohibition of sheretz ha'ov, a creeping thing which flies. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. The used car salesman. That must be on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shuv tevel flour, which incurs malchus, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if Rabbi Shimon's malchus for a kol shuv was only for a chita, because of bria, or even kemach. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shimon would obligate malchus for a kol shuv of flour. This position is supported by Brison, which Rabbi Shimon says, kol shuv lamalchus, any minimal amount suffices for incurring malchus. L'amru kazayis ela inyan karban. They only spoke of requiring a kazayis regarding having to bring a karban. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shuv of tevel flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract is a ma'akev, just like Bikurim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a malchus if kriya is ma'akev for Bikurim. So the used car salesman who tried convincing a customer named Shimon that a scratch on the car was less significant than a kol shuv of tevel flour, which incurs malchus, and whose policy was the only important thing is putting down the cash, and that reading the contract isn't ma'akev, just like Bikurim, flattered his customer, saying every mother should give birth to a Shimon, even though ein mazirin min adin, which reminds us that the conclusion of Rabbi Shimon's braisa, Rava marveled, everyone's mother giving birth should daven that she should give birth to one like Rabbi Shimon, and if not, she shouldn't give birth. This despite the fact that every kal vachomer advanced by Rabbi Shimon can be challenged, as Rava proceeds to explain. The Gemara clarifies Rava's declaration. The Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon can obligate malchus on the basis of a kal vachomer. V'chi mazirin min adin, can we establish a prohibition with malchus based on the kal vachomer? Even according to the opinion that onshin min adin, we can establish punishment for a known prohibition based on a kal vachomer, he agrees that ein mazirin min adin. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because ben Yud Ches l'chuppah. Someone who's 18 should go to chuppah. So here goes. At the chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. At the chuppah positioned partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a czar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an oil before Zrika outside the walls, which reminds us, Rava said, Zarsha Alchemina Ol Lifnei Zrika Chutz Chachoma. If a non-Kohen eats from an Ol before Zrika, outside the wall of Yerushalayim, L'Rabbi Shimon Loka Chamesh, according to Rabbi Shimon, he receives five sets of Malkus. Number one, he ate Kachim outside Yerushalayim. Number two, he ate it before Zrika. Number three, he ate as a Zar, who cannot eat even after Zrika. Number four, he ate it outside the walls of the base of Mikdash. And five, he ate from an Ol, which can never be eaten. The Gemara before clarified that Rabbi Shimon, as well as Rava, is referring to multiple prohibitions, not actual sets of Malkus, since Malkus cannot be derived from a Kal v'chomer. So, at the chuppah position partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a Tzar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an Ola before Zrika outside the walls, while a Tzar who ate from a Chatas before Zrika inside the walls was Pater. Which reminds us, a Tzar is Pater for eating from a Chatas or Ashem before Zrika. So at the chuppah position partially inside and partially outside the walls of Yerushalayim, where a Tzar wedding guest was informed he transgressed five prohibitions for eating an Ol before Zrika outside the walls, while a Tzar who ate from a Chatas before Zrika inside the walls was Pater, where Bikurim which became ineligible for Kriya after Sukkos that were left to rot. Which reminds us, Bikurim which became ineligible for Kriya are left to rot. This follows Rabbi Zera's principle, Koruga Bila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, Ein bila ma'akevesbo. The mixing is not critical, and the mincha is valid without it. But any mincha which is unfit for mixing because of an incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevesbo. The mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. Here too, although actual kriya is not essential to bikurim, if it's not eligible for kriya, the bikurim become disqualified. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss a tummy person who eats kodashim meat before zrikas adam? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number two, which daf when Maaser Sheni is not eaten in Yerushalayim nowadays? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss if Rabbi Shimon's din of Malkus for a kolshu is only for chita because of beria or even kemach? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss what the din is in a case where Edim only warned a person about Malkus but not that they would be chayiv Mises based in? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number five, which daf to discuss five prohibitions for a single consumption of kachim meat? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number six, which daf to Maaser Sheni, which is Tame, can even be redeemed inside Yerushalayim? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good. Number seven, which daf to a Zar is Pata for eating from a Chatas or Ashem before Zrikas Adam? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number eight, which daf to the Rabbi Yochanan holds that any losase preceded by an ase, one receives malchus for transgressing it. That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number nine, which daf do we discuss the number of malchus one gets for eating various creeping creatures? That's on daf Tezain. Good. Number 10, which daf do we discuss what the din is if a person's load of Maaser Sheni is inside Yerushalayim, but he is outside, or the reverse? That's on daf Yud Tes. Excellent. That was today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.